Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. UN investigators say they have compiled secret lists of 4,000 perpetrators of serious crimes in Syria and hope the fall of Bashar al-Assad will help ensure accountability up to the highest level.
In Syria, almost every single war crime and crime against humanity listed in the Rome Statute have been committed by at least one part.
That was Linnea Arvidsson, who coordinates the work of the United Nations Commission of Inquiry on Syria. Assad fled on Sunday as a rebel offensive spearheaded by the Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and its allies ended 5 decades of brutal rule. His regime imprisoned and tortured tens of thousands of people.
Some of them didn't see the sunlight for years and years or even decades. They all describe it as darkness, profound darkness.
An American who was freed from a Syrian prison says he was detained after crossing into the country on foot 7 months ago on a Christian pilgrimage. The man was identified as Travis Timmerman. In an interview with Al Arabiya, Timmerman says while he was not tortured, others were.
I could hear the interrogations and the beatings.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in Jordan, where he held meetings to discuss the situation in Syria, that he had no update on American journalist Austin Tice, who was abducted in Syria in 2012, but said the U.S. was continuing work to find him. After meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Thursday he believed a deal on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release may be close, as Israel had signaled it was ready and there were signs of movement from Hamas. He said that a deal was taking shape but was likely to be limited in scope, involving the release of only a handful of hostages and a short pause in hostilities. This is VOA News. According to a court filing, a former FBI informant who was charged by special counsel David Weiss with lying about President Joe Biden and his son Hunter's alleged business dealings with a Ukrainian energy company will plead guilty to one count of creating false records in a federal investigation. NATO chief Mark Rutte issues a stark warning to turbocharge defense spending, saying European nations need to do more to, quote, prevent the next big war, unquote, as the threat from Russia grows.
We are not ready for what is coming our way in 4 to 5 years. Danger is moving towards us at full speed. We must not look the other way. We must face it. What is happening in Ukraine could happen here too.
Russia's war in Ukraine has jolted the Western military alliance to strengthen its eastern flank and ramp up spending. But despite increases in defense budgets, NATO countries still do not match Moscow's arms production. Following Christopher Wray's resignation from the FBI, Federal Aviation Administration Chief Mike Whitaker, who has overseen the agency's response to significant safety issues at Boeing, will step down when President-elect Donald Trump takes office next month. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, a close advisor to Trump in September, called for Whitaker's resignation and harshly criticized the FAA's decision to impose a hefty fine on SpaceX after the agency said the company violated launch license requirements. Trump has said he plans to oust many officials before their terms expire, but had not specified plans for the FAA. Protesters in South Korea clashed with police near the home of President Yoon Suk-yeol on Thursday after he stated that he would fight to the end against impeachment following his now rescinded declaration of martial law. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
In his address, Yoon alleged North Korea had hacked South Korea's election commission, throwing doubt on his party's crushing election defeat in April. He also appeared to defend his decision to declare emergency rule in the first place, claiming the opposition were, quote, criminal groups with a plot to destroy the country. Jeon Min-kyung was among the protesters.
I'm here as a citizen. Yoon Suk-yeol delivered the speech this morning, and it's all nonsense, and it made me so angry, so I decided to come here.
Parliament is expected to vote on the second impeachment bill on Saturday. The first bill failed because of a boycott by most members of Yoon's People Power Party. However, PPP's leader has said the time has come for Yoon to resign or be impeached by Parliament.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. Tunisia's Coast Guard has recovered the bodies of at least 9 migrants, while 6 others are still missing after their boat sank off the Tunisian coast, a judicial official said on Thursday. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.